Liturgical Day, Sunday the 32nd in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Some Sadducees arrived. These people claim that there is no resurrection, and they ask Jesus this question. Master, in the scripture Moses told us, if anyone dies leaving a wife but no children, his brother must take the wife, and the child to be born will be regarded as the child of the deceased man. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a wife, but he died without children, and the second and the third took the wife. In fact, all seven died, leaving no children. Last of all, the woman died. On the day of the resurrection, to which of them will the woman be wife? For the seven had her as wife. And Jesus replied, Taking husband or wife is proper to people of this world, but for those who are considered worthy of the world to come, and of resurrection from the dead, there is no more marriage. Besides, they cannot die, for they are like the angels. They too are sons and daughters of God, because they are born of the resurrection. Yes, the dead will be raised, and even Moses implied it in the passage about the burning bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, for he is God of the living and not of the dead, and for him all are alive. Our commentary is by Father Ramon Sarrias from Andorra la Vella, Andorra. Today, Jesus makes his claim clear about resurrection and eternal life. Sadducees doubted, or even worse, they ridiculed the belief in the eternal life after death, which was defended instead by the Pharisees, and we also defend it. The questions the Sadducees put to Jesus. Let us catch sight of a possessive sort of juridical mindset, demanding proprietary rights over a person. Furthermore, the trap set up for Jesus raises an equivocal still existing today, imagining eternal life as an extension after death of the earthly existence. Heaven would thus consist of the transposition of the beautiful things we now enjoy. But, as John Paul II says, it is only too evident that on the basis of man's experience and knowledge in the temporality, it is difficult to build a fully adequate image of the future world. To believe in eternal life is one thing, but to imagine what it will be like is another thing altogether different. When a mystery is not surrounded by respect and discretion, it risks being trivialized by curiosity and finally ridiculed. Jesus' answer has two parts. In the first one, he tries to make clear that the marriage institution has no reason to be in the other life. He says in Luke, Those who are considered worthy of the world to come and of resurrection from the dead, for them there is no more marriage. What does persist and reaches its maximum fullness is whatever we have sowed in this world. Authentic love, friendship, fraternity, justice, and truth. The second part of the answer leaves two certitudes with us. We read in Luke, For he is God of the living and not of the dead. To trust in this God means to realize we are meant to be alive, and being alive consists of being with him in a continuous manner, forever. Furthermore, we read in Luke, And for him all are alive. God is the source of life. The believer, submerged in God through the baptism, has been able to escape forever from the clutches of death.